Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. So thank you so much for coming back to my channel and having to comment on an unfortunate incident in the Republic of Ireland, because it was just yesterday there was a riot in Dublin. And those who don't know Dublin might not realize just how central this is, because O'Connell Street is the main drag in the whole country, and it was just north of that. We deal in kilometers in the Republic of Ireland, so maybe a kilometer from that. And there's been this spike in anti-immigrant sentiment. There was this incident just outside a school, and the full particulars not quite sorted out. But it looks like four people were stabbed outside this Quail Skull, three children and a care assistant. Mercifully, nobody has died. So there was this a knife attack, and then there were riots in the street, and shops were trashed and looted. Several cars were burned. The guards, as we call the police in the Republic of Ireland, they had to flood the area. They had difficulty keeping a lid on the situation. So the Taoiseach, Dr. Leo Varadkar, says that the damage may run to tens of millions of euros. Seems a bit of an exaggeration to me. Maybe millions, but I can't believe it would be tens of millions. So Mary Lou McDonald, who's the head of Sinn Féin, a typical rabble-rouser, bigot and demagogue, has lost no time in exploiting the situation for partisan gain, saying the commissioner of the Garda, Shacorna, should resign. Now, I know, obviously, it wasn't perfect, but there are crimes, and the police can't guarantee that no crime will ever be committed. They can often only deal with it after the fact. And I know Sinn Féin is obviously extremely anti-police. Murdering police officers have been what they were all about for decades. But fortunately, they've improved in this regard. So there's been an uptick in anti-immigrant sentiment. Now, we can have a reasoned debate about reducing immigration, increasing immigration, whatever. And you can want to restrict immigration without being malevolent, without mistreating any immigrants and so on. Being an immigrant is an entirely honourable thing to be. So I want immigration for the Republic of Ireland. But within reasonable limits. Now, what's reasonable? And this is where we come to the realms of debate. Is it numbers? Is it according to your skill set or various other things like that? Should be ruled out if you've got a criminal record? I mean, if it's petty, if it was shoplifting 20 years ago, surely not. But if it was several murders, then that'd be a little bit different. You're mixing immigration, Muslim immigration, don't you? Well, of course I am, because Muslims are people and all immigrants are people. So some of the immigrants will be Muslims. We have Irish Muslims as well. They're mostly of recent immigrant stock. Some of the indigenous Irish people who've converted to Islam. And obviously Muslims shouldn't be discriminated against. There are Irish Muslims. They have the absolute right to be in Ireland. I don't dispute that. They're as Irish as I am. I mean, they're usually not ethnically Irish, but that doesn't matter. Such a person could be president of Ireland, could be a superb president of Ireland. I might vote for such a candidate. I would judge him or her on the individual's merits and so forth. It wouldn't count against that person that he or she professes the Islamic faith. Back to the point. Now, there was a high-profile murder that was just resulting in conviction a couple of weeks ago in the Irish Republic. A young school teacher, she was killed by a Slovakian man. And there are a few knuckle-dragging imbeciles in every country. And fortunately, in Ireland, we have our fair share. And some people seem to hold not an individual response for that murder, but like the whole nation of Slovakia, or all immigrants and so on. So, I mean, obviously, there are a few bad immigrants, but, you know, most of them are good. That's fine. They contribute to our country. Now, every country always has had immigration, always shall have immigration. And Ireland is no exception. But I'm obviously Irish people, we've emigrated in huge numbers. So maybe 70 million people of Irish stock overseas, but often only half Irish, a quarter Irish, or even less. Then I saw this particularly imbecilic and offensive article in the Metro, this publication, the United Kingdom Today, where somebody wrote, "You don't get to be anti-immigrant and Irish. Irish people have got the same rights as anybody else. You get to be anything you want if you're Irish." Now, I'm not anti-immigrant, this is like, there's a thought crime that we are deprived somehow. Now, all right, maybe this comes from a good place. What she's arguing is because so many of us have gone abroad, therefore we mustn't be prejudiced to sojourners in our midst or in those who make Ireland their home permanently. Or seek citizenship and so forth. So I know immigrants have made a tremendous contribution to the Republic of Ireland, and obviously we should welcome more in the future. I don't know what numbers we should have and so on. It's possibly getting too high. The Republic of Ireland, you know, we're a very wealthy country now, a bit too expensive when I go home. But obviously we're a victim of our own success because we've done so well. Lots of people want to come in, which is fantastic in many ways. But there are a few downside to it, not because they're wicked, those who immigrate to Ireland, but obviously that contributes to house price risings, pressure on public services. And I know they help solve some of these problems by building houses and by working in the public services and so on. So they're pros and cons. And only a complete charlatan would pretend that it's all cons or all pros. It might be more one than the other, far more pros and cons, but let's not pretend that there are no disadvantages whatsoever to immigration. And by the way, I don't blame immigrants for this riots. That would be victim blaming. So that we have a few ethno-nationalist headbangers in our midst. Unfortunately, some racists have been mistreating immigrants, and that is, of course, despicable. Now, the Taoiseach said this brings shame on Ireland. Well, I mean, I don't agree. This is a particularly this shameful thing that's done. I'm not ashamed. I didn't do it. Most Irish people have got nothing to be ashamed about in regard to this. Only the imbeciles who did this sort of thing. So Drew Harris, he said a lunatic hooligan faction driven by a far-right ideology. Can he really prove that? I mean, he might be correct, of course, but I don't think demonising a certain political groups is actually helpful in this case, even if you actually find it repugnant, that political outlook. You shouldn't be taking sides in politics like that. Anyway, so yeah, 11 Garda vehicles were trashed and a baker's dozen of shops were wrecked and so on. The Lewis, so the tram line, has stopped. Anyway, the police service in Northern Ireland showed some cross-border cooperation, sent their water cannon, but it looks like the situation's under control now. So that was actually quite shocking. Republic of Ireland got a fairly high crime rate, considering that it's, you know, we're such a highly developed country. And it was Aoife Moore, she was the journalist who wrote that brain dead and insulting article saying you don't get to be Irish and anti-immigrant. So anyway, so far, 32 people have been arrested, 4 women and 28 men charged with a number of crimes, including possession of offensive weapons, crimes against public order, theft and so on. So it might be calming down a little bit. So it was actually a shocking thing that's left a lot of people very shaken. So yeah, I mean, it's not great that this happened. You know, the guards, they try not to be heavy-handed, and really they're damned that they're damned. If they do damned, they do damned. If they don't, they either that they're brutal or else they're feeble. So you take your pick. Whatever you do, whatever you don't do, you're going to get in trouble. Anyway, so yeah, I know I've had this going into pubs and restaurants in Dublin, and nobody working there is Irish, which is not a bad thing, which is a neutral observation. I've often had the same in London. Irish people don't want to do that. We're, you know, a very highly educated nation, we're a very prosperous country, and people don't want to do minimum wage jobs. But, you know, Dublin's getting very expensive to live in particularly. Well, so bigotry or outrage. Outrage at what? The people have legally come to our country, and okay, a few of them have illegally come. Often come because they've been invited to fill gaps in our economy and so on. Right. Anyway, so thank you so much for watching. So make sure you subscribe to my channel, please, on Patreon. Get thousands of articles behind the paywall. And make sure you donate with the greatest possible liberality on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.